Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 21st. These are today's vital statistics. Janine Marie Sorge Larson, 84, of Byron, Illinois, formerly of Middleton and Blue River, died August 17th after a courageous fight with cancer. Visitation will be held today from 4 until 7 p.m. at Farrell Holland Gale Funeral Home in Byron, Illinois. A funeral mass is scheduled for 11 a.m. Saturday, August 22nd at St. Mary Catholic Church in Byron, with a visitation beginning at 10 a.m. Rosary prayers will be held at 9:30 a.m. at the church prior to the visitation. Private burial will be held Monday, August 24th at Roselawn Memorial Park in Monona, Wisconsin. In lieu of flowers, please make donations to St. Mary Church or Serenity Hospice and Home. Janine is survived by her four children, Annette and Dale Hartman, Stephanie and Dan Beck, Jeff and Molly Larson, and Kurt and Melissa Morrison Larson. Six siblings, Mary, Annette, and Doug Adams, Jim and Judy Sorge, Tom and Cookie Sorge, Connie and Greg Buttress, Buzz and Fritz Sorge, and Tim and Patsy Sorge. 11 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. Janine Marie Sorge Larson, 84, of Byron, Illinois, formerly of Middleton and Blue River. Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday, July 29th. A visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, August 22nd, from 11 o'clock until 1 p.m. Military rites will be held at 1. A celebration of life lunch will follow at Turbo's. A private family burial will be held in the West Fork Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Stephen Shell is survived by his parents, Marty and Marie Shell, and Sandra and Alan Madison. Siblings, Jamie Shell, Jeff and Dana Shell, Trish and Bailey Shell, Cody Chris, Ryan and Sarah Madison, and Aaron and Abby Madison. Grandmothers, Pat Shell and Marilyn Meeker, along with many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, friends, and loved ones. Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center. Albert Anthony Grell Jr., 91, of Gotham, died Friday, August 14th at his home. Funeral services will be held Sunday, August 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow at the Bear Valley Cemetery, with military rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Sunday, August 23rd at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 12 noon until the time of service at 1 p.m. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Albert is survived by his three children, Mitzi and Paul Rossazewski, Chip Grell, and Dawn Eno, sister-in-law Sharon Kramer, 6 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren. Albert Anthony Grell Jr., 91, of Gotham. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly July 27th in North Carolina. A celebration of life party will be held August 23rd at the Lone Rock Community Center from noon until 4 p.m. Please wear your favorite Badger or Packer clothing and bring all your happy memories of Kevin to share. No tears, no sad faces. Kevin is survived by his mother, Amy Hoffman, and Jim Hine, stepfather, Jeff Crook, and Tina Dull, his sons, Jordan Hoffman and Carter Jocelyn, sister, Shania and Sam Olson, brother, Caleb Crook and Allison Sturba, stepbrothers, Jeff and Brianna Crook, Josh and Brianna Crook, and Jeremy Crook and Desiree Linz, grandparents, Pete and Dolores Way. Kevin's family would like to remind you that if you or someone you know is struggling and needs someone to talk to, please call 988, Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point, died May 31st. A celebration of life is planned for Sunday, August 23rd, from 12 noon until 4 p.m. at the old Avoca High School. Gorgon Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting with arrangements. Carol Ann Randall is survived by her daughter Robin and Dave Dauenbaugh, her son Jason and Terry, son-in-law Alan McCarthy, 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, sister Norma and Tom Draves, sister-in-law Pat Bowen, aunt Marie Rako, many nephews, nieces, and cousins. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point. Edward L. Nottigall, Jr., 89, of Blue River, died August 17th at SSM Health, St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Monday, August 24th at 12 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow at the Czech National Cemetery with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Monday, August 24th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 10 a.m. until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Ed is survived by his wife Karen, his 3 children, Stephen and Mary Nottigall, Connie Bender and Joanne Govier of Lancaster, 3 stepchildren, Charles and Teresa Hart, Kathleen Hart, and Colleen and Stephen Smith, 9 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, 6 step-grandchildren, 11 step-great-grandchildren, Edward L. Nottigall, Jr., 89, of Blue River. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello, died Sunday, August 9th. A family graveside service will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Rockbridge Cemetery with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 30th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Gray Drake in Portage. Dennis is survived by his children, Jack Diedrich, Connie Diedrich, Richard Diedrich, Denise Diedrich, Delta Erickson Diedrich, and Daryl Diedrich. Siblings, Jean Bull, Thomas and Nancy Moore, Kathy and Tim Geiger, Stephen and Helene Moore, David Moore, Michelle and Kim Moore, and Mary and Brian Robeson. 10 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello. Shauna Alexander, 71, of Richland Center, died suddenly Monday, August 17th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center with visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Shauna is survived by her husband, John Alexander, her children, Elizabeth Alexander, Michelle Alexander, Courtney and Michael Richards, Joshua Alexander, and Cassidy and Adam Ray. Brothers Rex and Sharon Philpott, Brett and Brian Philpott, Travis and Kelly Philpott. 9 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren. Shauna Alexander, 71, of Richland Center. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Maximus Brown, a son, was born to Casey Brown, and Jacob Brown. Welcome to the world, Mr. Maximus Brown.